As the school bell rings, you and your fellow classmates race towards your desks to begin the day. Your teacher stands in front of the room and announces that the school will be conducting two assemblies. The boys will go first to meet a legendary NFL football player. You, a girl, are completely overwhelmed when your teacher shares that Barbie is your special speaker. While the boys are being dismissed to the auditorium, you can hardly focus on the spelling packet your teacher has just handed out. Barbie has always given you inspiration, and you can't wait to actually meet her. The hour in class drags, and you become excited as the boys begin to enter the classroom. You impatiently wait another 30 minutes until a voice over the PA system announces,
"All girls should report to the auditorium at this time."
You grab onto a couple of your friends and try to contain yourself from racing down the hall. No running in the halls, of course, or no speaker for you. As you fight for a seat in the properly pink decorated auditorium, you are glad you decided to wear your magenta sweater and matching hair ribbon instead of your blue sweater. Pink is Barbie's favorite color, and yours too, of course.
Shh, quiet.
As all the girls quiet down, you look up to the stage. Your principal is standing there and says, "Today is a very special day for all of you young ladies. Please give a warm welcome to our guest speaker, Barbie." You and your friends jump up and start screaming and clapping. Barbie enters from the side of the stage dressed in a beautiful and expensive-looking pink suit. Her hair is platinum blonde and arranged in perfectly rolled curls. Her flawless smile brightens up her entire face. She is just as beautiful as you imagined she would be. While the crowd is quieting down, you think to yourself that maybe someday you will be able to dye your mousy brown hair blonde and exchange your dorky glasses for blue tinted contact lenses. Barbie yells her motto, "We girls can do anything," and begins sharing her extensive past. From astronaut to paleontologist, Barbie seems to have obtained nearly every career. She also managed to find plenty of time to travel. She has friends all over the world and tells you a little bit about them and their culture. Her German friend, she said, always looks splendid in her milkmaid's outfit and her long blonde braids. Barbie said she felt welcome to a country that is known for its breathtaking beauty and hardworking people. You then think to yourself a moment that the German exchange student in your class doesn't really fit that description. She wears clothes just like you and barely ever wears her hair in braids. You don't think much more on the subject, for Barbie is now talking about the history story she helped to write. Because it is November, she reads the Thanksgiving story and said that she has learned so much. What she noticed most about the story of the Pilgrims and Thanksgiving is how the Native Americans became their friends and helped those strangers in a new land. Wait a minute, you think again. That story didn't sound like the one your mom, a history teacher, shared with you the other day. You begin to wish you wore your blue sweater after all today. While Barbie does seem like a nice, absolutely beautiful, and successful individual, you begin to feel like maybe she doesn't have all of her facts straight. You are relieved when your principal walks onto the stage to dismiss you. As you are heading back to class, you think to yourself that maybe it is time to find a new role model. The previous story was inspired by Shirley R. Steinberg's essay, "The Bitch Who Has Everything," found in the book Kinderculture. Steinberg examines Barbie's influence on young girls and shares that while Barbie can act as a positive role model, giving girls many of ideas of what they can do with their lives, Barbie can also give very stereotypical and even incorrect information about different cultures and societies throughout time.